Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Tanisha Haynes with Occupational Health. Today we are speaking with Dr. Bill Schaffner, professor of preventive medicine in the Department of Health Policy and a professor of infectious disease, about hepatitis A. Thank you so much for agreeing to be interviewed.
Good to be with you.
Recently, we have seen in the news that there have been outbreaks of hepatitis, especially in our area. So we wanted to get some information from you about hepatitis A. Could you tell us, what is hepatitis A?
Well, hepatitis A is a viral infection. It's actually a virus that lives in people's intestinal tracts, but it can get out of the intestinal tract, get into the liver, and that's why it's called hepatitis, causes inflammation of the liver. And in adults, particularly when you get enough inflammation of the liver, you're going to get jaundiced. And that means your skin turns yellow and the white of your eyes is no longer white. It turns yellow and can make you very sick. Fortunately, almost everyone recovers completely from hepatitis A, but it's not a fun infection to have. Now, some interesting things about hepatitis A, and then we'll get into why is it that we're having these outbreaks across the country? The first thing is that young children commonly get hepatitis A. It's transmitted from person to person through close personal contact. And if you're not very sanitary, it's easier to transmit it from one person to another. You know, the classical fecal-oral transmission. And kids who are not very hygienic spread it amongst themselves, and then they bring it home to adults. Now, we have a very effective hepatitis A vaccine, and the recommendation has been for a long time that all children in this country get vaccinated against hepatitis A. That's been really very successful. So hepatitis A is almost completely gone from these children, and since it's gone from the children, they don't bring it home anymore and give it to mom and dad and to the relatives, right? So although we have not vaccinated adults very often, hepatitis A in adults has plummeted because we're vaccinating children. That's been a bonus. So that's the background. So what's with these outbreaks that have suddenly started to occur in the United States? They started in San Diego in a very distinctive population. These are homeless people, not good sanitation. These are people with underlying illnesses. They often have substance abuse problems, drug use, alcoholism, and it's blended over into men who have sex with men. So all of that's kind of a bit smushed together. So the other thing that we discovered is that the homeless population is not static. It moves around. So these people, while the local San Diego people were trying to get them vaccinated and educated, some of the people moved around the country and they took the hepatitis A virus with them. In Colorado, we've had problems in Louisville, and now that same infection apparently has come to Nashville, and we've had a small cluster of patients here in Nashville. And public health is chasing that around the country, trying to define it, and then vaccinate as many people around them to interrupt the spread. And that's what's happening here. So the vaccine is available through our public health department for people who are homeless, men who have sex with men. They can avail themselves of this vaccine by going to the health department.
What kind of symptoms would you have if you had been infected with hepatitis A?
When you get sick, you feel poorly, you lose your appetite, you'll get some fever, sometimes chills, and particularly if you're an adult, because we get it more severely than the kids do, all of a sudden we begin to look rather yellow, and that makes us feel really crummy. That can put us into the bed for a few days, usually doesn't require hospitalization. Interestingly enough, in the current epidemic around the country, because it's homeless people who have lots of underlying illnesses, the rate of hospitalization is much higher in that population. It takes more to care for them and to get them over the infection. Most people recover completely.
So if I thought I had been exposed, would I just kind of stay in the bed and wait until the illness goes away, or should I come in to see a doctor?
I think you should come in, because if you have a sense of exposure that's been fairly recent, you could actually be vaccinated and it could either prevent the disease or modify the infection. And even if we think that's not appropriate, we might give you immune serum globulin, which would help prevent the infection also.
Well, thank you so much for that information about hepatitis A. I think that's very relevant, especially right now for many of our listeners who live in the area.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the contact us page on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.